Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, August 4th, 2008. The death toll in Gaza due to the Israeli siege reaches 227, while the 17-year-old shot in Nitlin last week is pronounced dead. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. In the Gaza Strip, the number of patients who have died due to the Israeli siege has reached 227, as one more patient died today. Medical sources reported the death of 53-year-old Suad Abdurrabbouh, who died of cancer. She was not able to leave the Gaza Strip to receive life-saving medical treatment. In addition, Palestinian security sources told media outlets that Israeli gunboats fired at fishermen in the Sudnaya area in northern Gaza and the city of Khan Yunis in the south. No casualties were reported. Since the outbreak of the Al-Aqsa Intifada in September 2000, more than 5,000 Palestinian fishermen have been exposed to nearly constant harassment by Israeli naval forces. On Monday morning, Palestinian medical sources in the central West Bank city of Ramallah told IMEMC that 17-year-old Yusuf Amira, who was shot in the nearby Nitlin village on Wednesday evening, had been pronounced dead. Amira was among the villagers who took part in the funeral of Ahmad Musa, the 11-year-old Palestinian boy who was killed by Israeli army gunfire on Tuesday night. As soon as the funeral on Wednesday afternoon was finished, local youth clashed with Israeli soldiers. Amira was among the three who were injured. The Israeli army continued targeting cities in the West Bank today. This morning, the Israeli army invaded Nablus, Hebron, Bethlehem, and Ramallah. Israeli troops and military vehicles shot intensive gunfire, grenades, and sound bombs at random. Israeli troops searched and ransacked several houses and kidnapped a total of 16 civilians from West Bank cities. Continuing our news coverage, a group of Israeli settlers attacked Yasuf village, southern of the West Bank city of Salfit. Local sources reported that Israeli settlers attacked civilians in the village and shot intensive gunfire under the protection of the Israeli army. Settlers attacked 76-year-old Ibrahim Yassin, leaving him battered and bruised. Also in Hebron city, Israeli settlers attacked Naim Abdel Salam and his wife in Wad Anasra village, beating them and hitting them with stones, which caused bruising and other injuries to his wife. Moreover, dozens of settlers attacked houses and civil cars in Wad Anasra village with the protection of the Israeli army. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by William Bascom and Hussam Qassis.